Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're now in the final segment of our show this weekend. It's focusing on the city of Sonora. We're joined in studio by the new city administrator for the city, Mary Rose Rudikanga, as well as the mayor of Sonora, Jim Garaventa. City Administrator Rudikanga, I'll pose the next question to you. The budget is always a big thing that cities and counties across California face. Have you had time yet to kind of dive into the budget process for the new fiscal year?
Yeah, and in the last 3 or 4 weeks that I've been here, I've spent quite a bit of time with our finance director going over budget, and we are just about ready to present our mid-year review to the city council. And hopefully through the process of our review of the mid-year budget for fiscal year 19-20, that will set some priorities going into next fiscal year's budget for 2021. As I'm sure most people are aware of, you know, the budget issues that we're looking at are not unique to the city of Sonora. It's things that are most municipal jurisdictions are facing, such as rising employee costs, especially as it relates to retirement and health insurance costs. So those are things that we will be discussing with the city council as far as those issues and as far as those costs rising and how to address those going forward in fiscal year 2021's budget.
And how big is the city of Sonora when it comes to employees?
We're about 45 employees.
Okay.
So a little bit less than the county, but, you know, still mighty.
And one of the big topics over the years prior to you coming in as city administrator that was discussed at city council meetings was marijuana and how the city would move forward when it comes to marijuana. There is a medical marijuana dispensary open in the city, another one I understand still coming online soon. You know, what is kind of the status of marijuana right now when it comes to the city?
Well, the council did enter into agreements with two businesses to have medicinal retail within the city boundaries. One business currently, Hazy Bulldog, is open and running, and they are contributing to revenues for the city, so we greatly appreciate that. And they are operating within the confines of their agreement, so they're doing fairly well as a business within the city of Sonora. The other business has yet to open, and that is something that me as city administrator will be taking to the city council to review as far as looking at how that agreement is going to go forward within the pilot stages and as far as discussions with the owner for the opening of that potential dispensary or, excuse me, medicinal retail space.
Mayor Garaventa, I'll pose the next question to you. Being a longtime resident of Sonora, fire resiliency and fire protection has been a topic, especially over the past year, it seems like, in the city and county of city of Sonora and Tuolumne County.
Sure.
You know, what's kind of been going on in that realm? Has there been a lot of action when it comes to fire projects?
Well, yeah, I think, as with most agencies around the state, the Paradise situation, the campfire, was a big wake-up call. And we've already at the beginning of the fire season, back in June and July, updated our defensive space ordinances to help prevent fires. But the city's always had a robust inspection program. We always had that in place. So we have our firefighters go around and go to different residences on a schedule to do fire inspections. And we also participate in the county's fire resiliency program that they organized here as a result of the campfire. I go to their main meetings, and also our fire chief goes as well.
You know, ingress and egress, I know the county has had a lot of concerns about certain areas of the county. In the city of Sonora, is there much concern about any certain areas?
There are a couple places that could use separate access. I could think of one up above where I live, up on Myers Hill, up way up by the reservoir. There are a few places that could use second access, but we don't have nearly the problem that the county has.
City Administrator Rudikanga, anything else to add on fire?
Just that I know our fire chief is working, you know, hard to ensure that the city is taking a proactive step to ensure that, you know, we're setting ourselves up for fire resiliency. You know, the first step was that defensible space ordinance, and I know she has other ideas, and she's also ensuring that the inspections are going forth and scheduled. So I know she's being very proactive on all of that.
You know, stepping into the new role of city administrator, have you been fairly well embraced in the community?
I hope so. I think so. I lived here for quite some time. I grew up locally in the Motherlode in Copperopolis. So, I've had connections prior to becoming a city administrator, and just looking forward to being able to utilize those connections and those friendships going forward.
You know where all the good places to eat and shop are already?
I do.
So that kind of
I
helps.
Do.
You already have a house.
Inside the city of Sonora.
Yes, inside the city of Sonora.
And Mayor Garaventa, I have to imagine there were several good qualified candidates that applied for this position. What was it that kind of made City Administrator Rudy Conga the top pick?
Well, I think, speaking only for me, I can't speak for the other four, but I think her energy, I think, has a lot to do with it. Her experience, her well-spokenness. I mean, when you go through the interviews, you just see the total package, and you know that everything's going to get done and done in a great manner. So.
And in regards to the budget that was discussed, looking ahead to potentially, as it has been in recent years, another challenging budget year. Anything to add on that topic?
You always have to worry about what's going to happen, unforeseen pitfalls are going to come down the road. We're going to have a hit here with not only with the CalPERS, but also our share of what's going to result from the EDA thing. You just have to do your best to try to go get around these minefields and do what we can do.
And manage the budget as best we can.
Exactly.
Well, it's been great having you both on Motherlode Views. We got just about 30 seconds left. City Administrator Rudy Conga, any closing comments?
No, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and the mayor. It's been a great opportunity to, kind of explain our vision the city's vision going forward with the issues that we're facing and trying to look to the future to move forward.
And Mayor Garaventa?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, it's been a pleasure having both of you on today, and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Again, we thank the mayor of the city of Sonora, Jim Garaventa, as well as the new city administrator, Mary Rose Rudy Conga. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.